And we're live. What's going on, everybody? Apparently, Thumbs Down Frank has already been here because he doesn't want to talk about what we want to talk about today. And that subject is, I should say, first of all, this is, if you're new here, or if you're just finding this because of the thumbnail or whatever, this is the Just Gonna Say It podcast. This is one of the things that we do here at Dylan Talks Tone. Basically, I strip the video and audio out of this, and I make it into a podcast. So we will upload that. Usually it's about a week later, is what we've been doing. So you get to see it here live first. And the cool part about doing a podcast this way is you get to participate in the comments section. So usually we discuss something that is discussionable, isn't just a, hey, what color pickguard do you want on your guitar? You know what I mean? So we're going to dive into this a little bit. You saw the thumbnail. There were some brands on one side and there were some brands on the other side with a Versus in the middle. And it really comes down to basically my question. I want you to get in the comments and talk about this and be nice about it, obviously. But do you feel that the nostalgia of the guitar as an instrument and that sort of thing has held up progress with the instrument? And the brands that we picked to put on either side of that thumbnail were strategic, because the ones that were on the left were very traditional brands who really stick to what they already know. And the brands on the right of that thumbnail were even in their time, Parker's kind of gone now, but pretty, you know, edgy when it comes to that kind of stuff. And if you have any guitar related questions, you can get them in the chat there, put a bunch of question marks in front of it, or use a super chat, because I do this one by myself. So you, and we'll try to get some of your thoughts through that, about that today. So I'm going to let you kind of just comment up the chat over here and let me know what you think about that. While we do that, we don't really have sponsors for our videos very often. And so basically I just tell you about some stuff that I think is cool. And so Stringjoy sent me the new set of their Orbiter coated strings. Now, I have been a super fan of the Foxwood coated strings. I really, really like them. These are the acoustic ones. And these are the electric ones. I've not actually even opened the box to put this on my guitar yet. I'm about to shoot tomorrow morning, after we shoot the news, I'm going to shoot that. I'm going to shoot the unboxing because I want to get kind of live on camera my first impressions of how the string feels in my hand. So I'm kind of excited about that. So that's why I haven't done it any other way, because I haven't actually opened the box at all, because I want to feel it on camera for the first time. And make that part of a test. I'm going to put them on a guitar. I'm going to put one on a guitar and not play it for a week. I'm going to put one on a guitar and play it every day for a week. I think those are two different use cases for coated strings. I have two sets, so I'm going to put one on one guitar and one on the other, and we're going to do it that way. That actually just popped into my head just now, because I think when you let a guitar sit, it's almost as hard on strings as it is when you play it a lot. So, you know, and wipe them down and stuff. So we're going to do that. Anyway, there's a link to these in the description. They're available at Sweetwater now, which is really cool. Use the Sweetwater link. It's an affiliate link for me. Helps the channel out. So we do that instead of having a commercial. And then the other thing is, I want to also mention that Runway Audio is still doing that contest with D'Angelico Guitars, Supro, Temple Audio, and a bunch of other brands. There's a link to the contest in the description. We are giving away a set of pickups. I'm not running the contest, but I am providing something for the contest. So what I told him that I would let our viewers know about it. And yeah, so Runway Audio cables are the jam. 20 picofarads per foot of capacitance. And they're really built well, and they coil well, and they work well, and they're quiet, and they're really awesome. Best cables on the market. So there you go. There's the little plug stuff that I wanted to tell you about, besides just the audio podcast of we're doing this thing. So let's get into this question a little bit. pardon me for the clearing my throat on mic. I don't usually do that. So if the question is, What is the question? What is the question? Hang on. Let me get this right. I'm going to go look at the thumbnail really quick. I have, is nostalgia killing progress? I got the idea for this because I was watching, shopping for a motorcycle right now, and I was watching some videos, obviously, on YouTube. And, you know, the whole nostalgia craze in the power sports industry is pretty hot right now. So you can get like a vintage style cafe racer, you can get vintage bobbers and cruisers, you can get vintage looking, even the adventure segment right now, which I'm really heavily into or have been in the past. The new Transalp that just came out is very vintagey. Who is it? MV Agusta invented the Lucky Strike liveried vintage style looking, even though it's a pretty modern looking, but it looks very vintage. The excuse me, the their new cross country, you know, adventure bike. And somebody made a video and they were talking about how is the fact that we're spending so much time reviving vintage designs slowing down our progress in other things. And it's interesting because motorbikes are kind of a bad example of this, because really for a long time they've been getting better. They've been, if you look at what technology is present in a brand new dirt bike and a brand new sport bike, especially with active aerodynamics, with all the things that supercars have. I mean, you know, motorbikes really have that. So if you spend, let's say you have X amount of million of dollars of development costs or development funds for a year, and then you put 80% of that into this vintage racer, is that smart for the progress of the whole thing? And I think the answer, obviously, with guitars is it's really hard on development for guitars for two reasons. One, because it's, well, the biggest thing is that the guitars are just all old fashioned. Most of them, a lot of them. And I want you to get in the comments and think about, ones that you might think of that are awesome and new. And, you know, you're going to say, yeah, but this one is innovating, this place is innovating. That's what I want to hear about. Get in the comments and say that. And then the other thing I think is it makes it worse. It makes the whole guitar players not getting used to new designs. It makes that worse. Because if new designs were forced upon us and that was just it, you know, if there was, this sounds stupid. Well, okay, let's talk about this. Okay, this just popped into my head too. Sorry, this is just happening on the fly. A couple of things are making me think of this. What I was going to say is if progress was forced upon us, so in power sports and in motorsports, EPA rules and laws change. And so therefore, you know, you got to have an airbag, you got to have fuel injection, you got to have particular emissions, all those sorts of things. But let's talk about a couple of ways that has happened in the guitar industry. This is kind of, I didn't even think about this as a crossover. Polyurethane finishes, for example. The mid-80s, the VOC of paint was really on the minds of everybody. I remember in the late 80s and early 90s painting cars, and the materials were changing, and paint was falling off of cars. Remember the white Chevys with the paint that blew off of them? And guitars were too. So, but they weren't real good at it. So that's why a urethane finish on a Strat, in Japanese Strat in the 80s, was a foot thick, or perceived to be a foot thick. It's going to kill the tone. You know what I mean? You remember all that? Well, now in 2022, urethane's no big deal. The people that are really traditional about it might bother them a little bit, but the film thickness can be thinner than nitrocellulose now. Less obtrusive on the tone of the guitar. You know, the progress has got there to now where it's fine. It's no big deal. You don't have to, you know, McPherson uses urethane, $12,000 acoustic guitar, and it's got 4 to 6 mils of material on it, which is less than a Gibson with nitrous oils on it. So, you think about those things changing. We also think about pickup wire. So a lot of people will talk about plain enamel pickup wire from the 50s and how, ooh, so magic. It's kind of BS, actually. It's not true. But we can't even get that wire anymore because there's chemicals in it that literally give you cancer. And I am not going to wind a pickup and have that wire going through my hand all day long, every day, by the hundreds. We've gone through, I don't know. I think I just ordered like the 50 pounds or 60 pounds of pickup wire this year. That's a lot of pickups. It's hundreds and hundreds of pickups. So when you think about that, I don't want that stuff in my hands, so I'm not going to use it. And you look at the stuff we're using now, and people would say, oh, that's nylon, or that's poly, or that's whatever, or that's some kind of crap because it's not traditional. Well, they're good at it now. The wire is good. The pickups sound good. And that's all you need to know. They sound good, so it doesn't matter. So there has been a couple of things like that. But overall, I think there's a lot of tradition. And even with those things, people really buck at those things. You know what I mean? They want certain things a certain vintagey way, which is really an interesting kind of concept to think about. That's why I wanted to bring it up. No wrong answers or anything. No, strong feelings about it or anything. I just think it's interesting. Oops, sorry. I just think it's interesting. The market is big enough for all of it. Yep. Try selling a guitar that is outside the top three makers. I think it's bigger than that now. I think there are things that are, really, really doing well. I don't think maybe it's not killing progress, but some people are set in what they think they like and are happy with it. Yeah, I get that. And everybody likes what they like, which is, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. But on the whole, are you sure Thumbs Down Frank isn't Rick Bonneville? That's really funny. Rick, is it you? I know it's not you. What's going on, Jim? We got Dave in here. Question, just bought a new Richard Fortus Falcon. Nice. Not enough down pressure on the strings in the roller bridge. String pops out if you pluck it hard. A Richard Fortus. Hang on, let me see what that is really quick. Let me double check so that I know what you're talking about so we can look at this. Let me look at a picture of it on the internet. And for those of you that are listening, I am just looking up the guitar so I can speak accurately to this. And since I don't have to do this, I have to do this by myself. Falcon. Images. Here we go. Oh, it's just a Gretsch. Downward pressure on the strings and it pops out. Is it popping out at the bridge? Did you say that? Is it popping out at the bridge? I would say to just try to. That's a really good question. I don't know how to fix that without seeing it. Let's see. We got a super chat. Thanks for the super chat. DJ Lawful Law, or is this Lawful Law? He says, innovation comes from competition. The more competition offering valuable innovations fill gap in the market, and those with ideas will trickle up to the legacy brands if the innovations have staying power, not always fast. Okay, so this is a really good point. Speaks to a couple of things, right? Is this lawful law? Thank you for the super chat. I do appreciate it. It speaks to a couple of things here. One is you're right, it takes time to see if these little niche things work. What are some niche little things that have come out and then kind of made it into the greater thing? Let's think about that for a second. I would say active pickups are on the way there. It was just EMG and Metal Guys for a long time, but then, Fishman Fluence has come along and made a really cool product that is very, very interesting and works really well. Still kind of on kind of fringy, but still very cool. Think about guitar materials have come along and have great staying power that are gonna, that are going to. But here's what has to happen with that. People have to let go of traditional ideas and realize that the technology now exists. This is something I think about all the time. In guitars, and I'm a knife guy too, so thinking about knife stuff, and bicycles and all that kind of stuff. The technology exists now to apply the science from other industries in ways that we couldn't before. So, I've got that carbon fiber acoustic, there's other synthetic things, rich light, for example. All of those things, if we did this, everybody's like, yeah, I had an Ovation in 1985 and it sucked. This isn't 1985 anymore. Technology can do more things, right? So we can apply stuff or apply materials. I always bring it back to Formula One and bicycles and stuff. And you think about carbon fiber, for example, the fact that they have the technology to measure the wing deflection on the front wing of a Formula One car within millimeters and the frequency of the vibration to understand the stiffness. They do the same thing with aircraft. They can understand with this much airflow over it and this much vibration, it's going to cause this much deflection, blah, blah, blah. The science is there to say, okay, if we take that level of engineering and put it into an acoustic guitar top, we can make it vibrate exactly like spruce or very close to it. And it can be done. I mean, it just can be done. Maybe not 20 years ago, maybe not 10 years ago, but I think we have to be open to the fact that those things continue moving forward, which is super fun to think about. In my opinion, I think it's fun. I don't look down on it at all. So, sorry, I'm trying to catch back up on our questions here. I think it's more conditioning on what we think a guitar is and should look like. If it looks like a Strat, you can do almost anything, but build a non-standard shape and it's harder to sell. Hey, I get that. Yeah, and that's the thing is people just think what they think. Nostalgia hurts pickup evolution. So we've got somebody who makes pickups here, and he says that they're hated in the forums because they're outside of the norm. I get that. That's happened to me too. I totally get that. This is absolutely true, and the Stratocaster is the best guitar of the present and the future. I used to think that when I was a kid. I mean, I have one. I've had one since I was 13, and I really, really love that guitar. But it's to me, it's not the best guitar anymore. Jim Jam Jimmy says it's basically, I agree with Rob F. It basically has two cutaways, one cutaway or no cutaway. The progress is done on pickups, tuners, bridges, and wiring. Yeah, no, there you go. So you got to look for other ways, right? And I think different people are going to look for progress in different ways. So if you feel like you like this shape, are you still going to look for innovation in other ways? Okay, so I feel like, if you are a person who says, I feel like the Stratocaster is the perfect shape for me, and all guitars that I have from now on are going to be that because that's just me, right? And you're known for that, right? And that's your thing. You're a Strat guy. So does that mean that you stop looking for innovations in other ways? Okay, I like this shape. Well, what if they came out with some kind of synthetic material that shaved 2 pounds off of it? That would be pretty awesome. What if the neck had carbon fiber in it so it was a little stiffer? What if the fretboard material was a little more stable? What if, you know what I mean? Like, so now that you've zoned in on one thing that you do not want to change, are you open to changing aspects, other aspects surrounding that that make it go? You know what I mean? That's just an interesting one. Interesting to think about. Music is what is stuck in the past way more than guitars. You know, you're probably onto something with that. Who said that? Hang on. Dace Yates FDF band. Apparently, got to go check out his band now because he put it in his YouTube thing, which I think is totally cool. If you have a band and you put it in your YouTube name so other people will check it out, I think you should do that. Definitely. I'm all about guerrilla marketing. The nostalgia of when the music was made. I want to do a video on this because I've read a bunch of psychology about this, but basically, I think it's about, I want to say it's like between 18 and 23 years old, that whatever time period of that part of your life is, the music that you were listening to then is the music for a lot of people. Now, this is not a total generalization. I'm not this way, and I know there's many of you that are not. But there's a thing that says you're going to capture those memories from that time period, and you, because of what's happening in your life, not actually the music itself, through those formative years or whatever, when your brain is maturing, is that you are going to be stuck in that zone. So if you have a mullet still, then you must have been that age in 1987. You know what I mean? Or your dad did, and you are close with your dad. You know, maybe you're younger, and your dad had a mullet in 1987, and now you are grown, and you have his same hairstyle because you love your dad and you want to be like your dad. Those things get passed down. And then the nostalgia that comes with that means that whoever made that music at that time, those are the guitars you like, that's the music you like, and you get stuck in that zone. And there's a thing, a something along, I can't remember this study, I'd have to find it again. But one of the other aspects of it is not long after that, it's like in your late 20s or early 30s where you actually stop looking for anything new. And again, this is a statistical thing. Obviously, it could be done by whoever, however, paid by whoever. You know what I mean? But it's an interesting observation because it's probably true with a lot of people. You know? So then your instrument choices and stuff. You know, I'm a Stevie Ray fan. When I was a kid, he died when I was, you know, old enough to remember, and well, really old enough because I was there. And you know, I mean, like, so yeah, I mean, so the Strat thing is a thing for me. I used to be a fan of Eric Clapton. I don't really care about him anymore because he's old and done. But you know, there's people that I was a fan of. I was kind of a fan of Jimi Hendrix when I was a kid. So yeah, okay, there it is. There's your, you know, my association with those particular instruments, which is super cool. Long live mullet music. See Brian Duncan? I can. Brian Duncan is an excellent example of somebody who has a son whose dad probably had a mullet in 1987. I know Brian Duncan, so I can probably say that with fair amount of accuracy, I would think. Rob F is talking about other things like digital amps and stuff. I think the digital amp thing, progress is going to be forced. That's going to fall into the category like emissions on motorbikes. There's where you're going to see, and this is a prediction that I am making, and if I'm wrong, maybe we'll revisit it in 5 years in the future. But a prediction that I am making, because it's already happening in some places, in Europe, you can speak to this if you are in Europe and if this is happening to you, that appliances with high levels of power consumption, meaning it takes lots of watts of power, and it doesn't put very many watts of power out. So that delta between those two, for many products in Europe is clamping down. Hair dryers, curling irons, toasters, vacuum cleaner is one I remember reading specifically about that you're going to have this thing's going to have to be super efficient. And a tube amp cannot be efficient. It just loses too much energy to heat. And so something like a tone, whoops, something like a Tone Master back there consumes a lot less energy. And so This is my prediction that over time, the high consumption guitar amp is going to have to become a lower consumption guitar amp to be green enough. And this is not a political statement. I think that's it's we're probably going to go that direction. Whether we like it or not, or whether we agree with it or whatever, it's not relevant. But my prediction is that that's going to happen because it's already happening in some countries, and then those things kind of bleed over into other things. So, guitar amp technology, which seems to be moving much more quickly than guitar technology, is happening. Another thing that I find interesting, let me make sure I'm not missing any super chats here. What I find really, let's see, Rob says, I'm speaking more towards controls. I want analog controls, not, dude, you don't have to tell me twice. I loved my Kemper. I loved it a lot. And one of the reasons I liked it is because once you got the profile the way you wanted it, the knobs that were in front of you were pretty similar and acted pretty similar to what a regular guitar amp did. Taking it a step further, now we have the Tone Master back there. And it is just a Fender guitar amp. It's what it looks like. It's what it feels like. That's how the knobs act. You just plug into it and you just play it. Same thing with my, now it's a tube amp down here, but it's got a lot of tech, digital stuff. The St. James 6L6 50 watt is great because it kind of runs that line between the digital interface, but also the tube amp sound, you know. So that's why I really like both of those amps because I think they kind of push that edge of, you know, making stuff better. I think it's making things better. I think trying to push technology is making things better. Another example is this right here. We just did a review on this on Monday. The video is on the channel, the Origin Effects Halcyon, where they take an analog circuit, but they make it to where the sensitivity, which is the word I was looking for in the video the other day and couldn't think of it. And actually, last week, on the channel, somebody asked about how do you on an Axe FX cool down your pickups because they're too hot on the input. On a Kemper, and I don't know, and I couldn't remember what this was called. So, and this speaks to this. On a Kemper, there's a thing called input sensitivity, and you can, that's what I was trying to remember. You can adjust it so that your hot pickups don't hit the front end of the amp so hard. Effectively, that's what this thing kind of does. It changes, it doesn't change the output of it, but it changes the sensitivity in certain frequency responses, which I really, really, really like. And this is really neat. This is a really neat pedal. What's funny to me is people will be so traditional about their guitar and then be so progressive about their effects and stuff. And they'll use digital effects and fancy things and surface mount. I'm sure there's surface mount stuff in there, and I'm sure there's stuff in there that a traditional guitar player wouldn't play because he plays a vintagey kind of Strat, you know what I mean, or whatever. So it's interesting that the guitar itself has to be so traditional, but nothing else does, which is an interesting. I just find these things interesting. Fat Philosopher, here's a question for you. And if you can get in the comments and answer this for me, you're in Japan, right? So put a bunch of question marks in front of it, your answer, so I can see it, even though it's an answer. Are you seeing in Japan any energy consumption issues when it comes to appliances, vacuum cleaners, toasters, hair dryers, stuff like that? Are they clamping down on the efficiency of appliances and or are your and again, this is not for politics. I'm not talking about politics here, but are you seeing any change in how energy costs and that sort of stuff is being handled in Japan? I know what I know about this happening is in Europe, but I don't know anything about Japan. And I know because I have to make, I know they have a lot of regulations. For example, I have to use ROHS compliant solder, lead-free solder, for a client that sends a lot of guitars to Japan and a lot of guitars to the EU. And so I was wondering if they were equally as annoyed with high consumption stuff? It's just an interesting question. I think these things are real. You know, I think they're real things that that we should think about when we think about where gear is coming, you know? Chris and I are talking about this today. We have a hard time of selling a Strat-style guitar and wondering if a more traditional style. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's that's kind of the thing. So Matt and I, Matt from Texas Toast, and Chris and I have had these conversations because, you know, he's got his Challenger. I've got one here. It's fantastic. It's such a great guitar. And it's an original shape, as original as you can get. So that's the problem. How far away from the original five shapes can you really get before people start to make noise about And as a guitar builder, you get real bored of making Strats and Tellies because everybody makes Strats and Tellies. Then you're not differentiated in any way. You got to find little subtle things to differentiate yourself as a guitar builder. I got to do that with pickups because all pickups look the same. So we have to do things like the center punch, like well, the way we make our P90s, the materials we use, all those things, and environmental concerns, all that stuff, to set ourselves apart from other pickup builders because it all looks the same. And I can't change it because you're not going to cut your guitar up to put a different shape pickup in there. Unless you're Matt and Chris, then you can do that because you build guitars and you can cut a crazy shape out of it and put a nutty pickup in there. But most normal people cannot. And so we can't sell a replacement part that, you know. Fat Philosopher says none at all. Japan has a great utility system. The yen sucks these days, but inflation is lower than. Okay, so you have not seen. Okay, that's a good. So maybe the infrastructure is such there, because they're always ahead on everything. So maybe the infrastructure is such there that they don't have to worry about it so much. Gas prices sucks, and it makes no sense to import things from overseas, but there are no utility restrictions. The only time they suggested that was during the Fukushima crisis. Okay. Interesting. Very cool. Devin Cinderwitz, I believe that's how you say it. If I said that wrong, I apologize. I have to be honest, I played in a Music Man St. Vincent, and oh my God, it was comfortable to play. Yeah, right? Like, so there you go. There's a really non-traditional shape that's a really cool guitar. Very cool guitar. And a lot of people will default to shapes on this, which is an interesting psychology to me. I'm talking about material. I want to think about materials. I want to get away from wood. There's no reason. I'm just going to say it. It's the first time I've said that during this podcast, I think. There is no reason in 2022 why guitars should be limited to wood as a construction material. I didn't say there's no reason they should be wood because we like wood, but there's no reason why it should be limited to wood. There are so many other materials that are actually superior in many ways to wood that would perform exactly the same way, at least an electric guitar. And nobody's doing it. Not nobody. Aristides is doing it. Who else is doing it? There's a Finnish company that I've played that's doing it with, and it doesn't have to be all some composite. It could be components, neck, just the body, maybe a neck through with wood wings, or vice versa. Who knows? 3D printed stuff is cool. I think it's coming. I think it's coming, in ways that we don't realize. Yeah. Appliance guy says, I wish nostalgia was affecting the consumer's choices in home appliances. Simpler is better and more rugged. Yeah, I mean, an old-fashioned washing machine with a big drum on it and an electric motor and an on and off switch or a dryer like that is pretty easy to fix and stuff, right? Now we've got, you know, all these smart things and all kinds of electronic stuff, which I get that if you're a service guy, but to tell you the truth, I'm not giving it up. I'm not. I like my smart house. I like when I can be like, yo, turn the lights on. Yo, shut the lights off. I like that stuff. I'm going to keep it. So I understand what you're saying, but I also don't have to fix it. Nostalgia hasn't held back violins or pianos. That is an interesting observation because there are very famous, very well-respected violinists, classical instrumentalists, playing very modern instruments. That is a really, really good point. That is a really good point. Curtis Chavez says, I wouldn't mind a composite material made guitar if they weren't $4,000 and up. Okay, so let's talk about that. So let's talk about the technology curve. So, you know, it's that bell curve of early adopters, the majority, late adopters, etc. I am an early adopter on most things. And so that's why I have a carbon fiber acoustic guitar, because I think it is really, really cool. And I work with carbon fiber a lot on other stuff. And I think it's really, I have worked with it a lot. And I think it's really cool. I don't think it necessarily needs to be carbon fiber. There's a bunch of other stuff that you could make guitars out of that would be more. Here is the problem. This is a perception issue with people in general, not just guitar players. And I don't usually leave the mic when I'm doing this stuff, but I'm going to grab a knife. Here's why. Okay. This Civivi Elementum in carbon fiber with a Damascus blade, okay? It's really cool. Composite scales, beautiful knife. I absolutely love this thing, okay? That knife is the same price as this knife, which is a Spyderco Delica with FRN scales. And FRN scales is fiberglass reinforced nylon. And most people would just say, that's plastic. This knife looks more Fisher Price than this knife, but they are the same price. You see what I'm saying? So if we were to take a guitar and make it out of carbon fiber and charge $4,000 for it, it would make total sense. But if we were to take a fiberglass reinforced nylon guitar and people would just be like, well, that's made out of plastic, and sell it for $1,700 against a regular Telecaster, no one would buy the plastic guitar, even if it was, and I'm not saying FRN is the right material, but I'm just saying a material like this, let's say you made an electric guitar out of it, and it performed weight-wise and density-wise and everything just like Alder, because that would be pretty easy to do in 2022, no one would buy the plastic guitar sitting next to the regular Telecaster for the same price. Not at first. So what would have to happen is you would have to make a guitar that was $4,000 and you'd have to make it a completely premium product that had a bling factor and an acceptability factor for other reasons than just they work the same so that people could adopt it. Then they would eventually adopt it and then you could say, okay, now let's make a proper one that everybody can afford, and we're going to make it out of this product, and then people will start to adopt it. But the reason there's no $1,500 FRN Telecaster is because the reason there's no FRN Telecaster is because people won't buy a plastic guitar because that's how they perceive synthetic materials right now. But when you make a carbon fiber, that's cool. You see what I'm saying? So there's definitely, and right now I don't think you can make carbon fiber that cheap. You know, so there is that. So I think, you know, that's an interesting thing to bring up, though. I appreciate you for bringing this up because that's a great observation. I love this stuff. This is so fun to talk about. Another super chat by 38 Flower. He says, if I order pickups or a loaded pickguard, what's the lead time on those? About 3 weeks right now. That's where we are. About 3 weeks. I see we got a bunch of, thank you for the super chat, 38 Flower. I appreciate it. Dylan telling the truth again, saying the quiet part out loud. And the quiet part out loud is you will not buy a plastic guitar. Even though, oh, I guess we lost the light back there. Even though it's just as cool for many other reasons. Although we bought Ovations and they sucked. So maybe we would. I don't know. Would you buy a guitar made out of something like this? It doesn't have to be pink. We could make it black or red or whatever. Would you buy it? It's a great question. If it was, would you buy a 3D printed, well-developed? Now, we're not talking about a piece of crap plastic thing that somebody made in their basement. If Fender came out tomorrow, and I don't know that the technology is there to hit this price point. I think it would still be more expensive. But let's say technology was at the spot where you could buy, let's call it a synthetic plasticky something, okay, material. The body weighed 6 pounds, or the guitar weighed 6 pounds. Solid body, maybe it had some kind of honeycomb structure inside to keep the weight where you wanted it to go. But when you beat on it and when you played it, it felt basically like alder. And you could do like crazy injection moldy kind of colors. So sort of like Aristides can do, where they can change the finish. And that guitar was $1,600. Would you buy one? I would absolutely be in line for that. 100% I would be in line for that. If they could make it in a normal price range. So normal is obviously different for everybody. So that's why I kind of wanted to shoot. A number out there that is commensurate with a good quality American guitar, and I think you're going to be right in the $1,800 to $2,000 range right now. So like for a Fender or a Gibson SG or something like that, you're going to be between $1,500 and $2,000 for a standard, not fancy American electric guitar. Just don't call it plastic. I won't eat snails, but I will have escargot. There you go. But there's always going to be somebody in some forum who's going to cut one in half, probably me, and they're going to be like, this is just plastic. But it's not. Nothing is just plastic anymore. Very cool. I love this conversation. I think it's so neat. So people are saying for $1,600, like for this, for a standard, like G10. So G10 is, I believe that's a fiberglass derivative, epoxy resiny stuff. Yeah, just don't call it plastic. I want an Aristides guitar, dude, me too. I actually talked to them about that when we were at NAMM and I didn't get a chance to. I haven't gotten a chance to get that far. If the next Beatles came out playing carbon fiber, the opinions about composite guitars would turn on a dime. You're probably right about that. However, there are some pretty... here. That also plays to the fact of how music is... how music is distributed now, because it's not distributed in the same way. I wonder how many Ibanez hollow body thingies Tim Henson is selling right now. Because he's a monster player. He's fantastic. And don't hit me with the whole, his music lacks emotion. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard ever about any music. So don't say that. But I think, or you can say it. I don't care. You can think it. It doesn't matter. I just disagree. But I think it's an interesting thing to think about some of these younger players who do play alternative material guitars, alternative construction shapes, Tosin Abasi, Tim Henson, you know, guys like that. How many are they actually selling? They're selling enough to be solvent as a company. Probably not taking over the world, but those companies are staying solvent, you know. Have you ever used or seen a carbon fiber D tube as a guitar neck in place of a truss rod? That is what more or less what McPherson uses. And yes, I actually have one and it's fantastic. It's the best guitar neck ever. Yeah. There's a French builder that makes stainless steel SGs. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, all of this stuff happens very, very slowly. That is definitely true. Oh, we got a super chat. Hang on. From Jim Woodard. Thanks, Jim. He always has something cool to say. I appreciate you. Parker did it different and got buried in costs. Gibson built a V-shaped pickup in the early 80s. That's right. The like the Gen 2 V, whatever they call that thing. The V2. Yeah, the Gibson V2. Devo used different shapes. Blue Oyster Cult's lead guitarist uses a Swiss cheese guitar. Continued. Yeah, you're right. So there's a bunch of other – there are people that do it. But I feel like they're kind of outliers. I mean, Steve Vai plays a really wacky guitar, right? If you really think about it. It's the users, not the companies, that won't adopt. This, my friends, and thank you, Jim Woodard, for saying that, is why we're having the conversation. I realize that I'm not going to change anybody's mind, obviously. That's not why we're talking about this. However, recognizing a different opinion, or not opinion, a different viewpoint about how things can be done in the current technology available is a real thing. And we forget sometimes, because guitars have not made progress like other industries have, that it is possible for that to happen. And we're mentally stuck there. I think a lot of people are. Not everybody, but I think some are. How much wood is really left in a strap body after the plastic pickguard and trim routing are factored in? A lot, actually, Eric. That's kind of a... I get why you say that, but it's a lot. It's enough. It's enough. And here's the other thing. I think guitar players need to stop. And this is going to be just another, I'm just going to say it moment. But I think guitar players need to stop idealizing each instrument as now, if we change away from that, it's not as good anymore. There's no reason, for example, to compare a Les Paul to a Strat. Well, that one has more sustain. That one has more, because they're not the same. It's apples and oranges. There's no reason to compare Rich Light to Ebony. It's apples and oranges. Does it sound the same? Yes. I'm just going to tell you it does. And if you think differently, you have better ears than a lot of really good guitar players. And I think a lot of this stuff, like a carbon fiber, everybody's like, is your carbon fiber acoustic as good as your wooden acoustic? I don't care. I don't care. My guitar sounds fantastic. I did not buy my acoustic guitar, my carbon fiber acoustic guitar, because I wanted a black carbon fiber version of my other guitar. That's not what I wanted. I wanted it for its own thing. I want a whatever, it doesn't matter. I want this guitar to do this. I want this guitar to. How does your Strat compare to your Silver Sky? They don't. They don't compare. Totally different. Totally different in how they play, how they feel, how they sound, how they feel when you hold them. Everything's different. I don't want my Strat to be exactly like my Silver Sky. I want them to be different. I expect them to be different. Because why would you buy, and this is a thing that blows my mind, especially the Tonewood freaks, why would you want a guitar to be exactly the same in every way as the other guitar that you already own? Now, I understand the people who like play live and they tour and they do all this stuff and they're like, well, I need a consistency across my tone, so I play all tellies. Okay, so yeah, I get that. I got a blue one and a white one and a red one, and this one's tuned down a half a step, and et cetera. I get that. I do. There are practical reasons for playing the same guitar. But for the folks that don't do that, I think they're, again, I hate making generalizations about this stuff, but I just feel like there's more effort put into making guitar sound exactly like another one or worrying if it does. They don't even actually do it. They just talk about the fact that it, well, that doesn't sound like your ToneMaster doesn't sound exactly like a Princeton. I don't care. It's good. It sounds great. It's awesome. The amp is fantastic. It sounds wonderful. Does it sound exactly like a ToneMaster? I don't know because I haven't played it next to each other, but I don't care. I've played lots of Princetons and I'll tell you it sounds exactly like a Princeton. Are you going to AB them and like close your eyes and you don't play like that, you don't listen to music like that, you don't record like that. If it does the thing you want it to do, then it's good. If it sounds good, it is good. And so I think if we would go further down that direction of thought, then maybe some of these newer ideas would be cool, you know? Yeah, super fun. It's like going from F1 to horse racing. That's the way I feel every time I come in here and I make a pickup. No lie. My bicycle over here with all kinds of 2022 stuff on it, and it's so awesome. And buying new knives coming out with new steels and new like designs and locks and all kinds of really neat things and cameras that are so cool. And I just got an iPhone 8 today, which I've not gotten a new phone in like a few years. I don't know why my focus. There we go. And all these things making all this progress. And I drive a hybrid now, which is crazy. I got lithium batteries in my van. Like all these really cool things. And come in here and wrap wire around a piece of paper and some magnets. It's kind of weird, right? But man, there's on the other hand, on the other side of that, there's songs in here. So the value of each instrument and how we appreciate it can't be overlooked. Like, I'm gonna sell this to somebody, I don't know who yet. And this is gonna show up at their door and it's gonna make them smile the first time they hit a big E chord, and maybe it's gonna write some songs, and it's gonna affect some people. It's gonna change somebody's life. Some people are gonna meet in a bar because of this thing right here. Maybe somebody's gonna make a baby because of this thing right here. So that value can't be overlooked either. So I get why we're all passionate about this stuff. So, you know. You can't forget that either. It's crazy to think about. I think about that. Like there's songs in those guitars. There's songs in those parts. So that's really cool. That's why I do it, actually. That is why I do what I do. So that you'll put something in your guitar and you will smile when you slam your first E chord. That is literally why I do it. Those are my favorite emails. My two favorite kinds of emails to get are even more than, hey, I want to buy a bunch of stuff. I like those emails too. Those are really cool. That's what keeps us going. But my two favorite kind of emails are, I put my loaded pickguard in my Strat and it sounds amazing and I haven't been able to put it down all weekend. Like, I get those every day. And then the other ones I get that I really, really love are, I watched your channel, and I've gotten a few of these. I watched your channel and I learned how to solder and I was able to fix my own guitar by myself last night and I didn't have to pay somebody to do it. Or I learned something on your channel and then it sent me down this whole rabbit hole and now I started my own guitar repair company. Or I started winding pickups. We have taught almost 30 people to wind pickups now without one failure. Everybody who's ever taken one of our classes has a pickup that works, that they made themselves, that I didn't do for them. Like, they made it, which no failures so far. So if you want to get in on that, you need to go to texastoast.com, guitars.com, and sign up for one, because it's so fun, dude. It's so fun. Those are the things that are cool. I just think they're really cool. Baby making emails. I do get those too, but I'm not at that stage in my life where those emails are effective. Yep. Passion about all this stuff is really Dylan Pickups, Baby Makers. There's a new pickup name, right? Why not? The magic is really in the songs. That is for sure. Got aboard an airplane. Chris Hendricks posted on his Facebook today. I think he got to work around or on or somehow the Goodyear blimp. So that's pretty cool today. Or one of the Goodyear blimps. Better include some contraceptives with every purchase. I will say we are doing a thing. I'm working on it right now. We actually just shipped the first one out today. I'm not ever going to show these probably in videos, but we are working. I got the idea from the knife industry, actually. You know, you buy a knife. I bought this knife a few weeks ago. And when I open the box, you open it up and it's got like a little keychain in there. Oh, I think this actually came with a dog tag. It came with a little rubber patch, some stickers, certificate of authenticity, stuff like that, right? And people collect that stuff. And I'm like, so what we're going to do is we have started already on, we've got some stuff in production now, pins, stickers, that kind of stuff. And we're doing them in limited batches so that every time you order a set of pickups from us, you might get something different and cool. And they're not just going to be normal Dylan pickup stickers. They're going to be cool stuff. So we're working on that right now. And we sent the first one out in a pair of pickups today. It went out. I shipped a bunch of stuff, actually. But that was the first stuff that went out today. So I'm really excited about that. We're trying to up the, you know. I miss the DTT whiteboard days. Yeah, we did a whiteboard video a couple weeks ago, actually. We'll probably do some more of those. I've just been enjoying, I'll tell you why I don't do them very often. I don't like, what is the right words that should come out of my mouth? I'm not masking anything I'm feeling. I'm just telling you that we have 1,000 videos or 1,100 videos, something like that. And there are so many videos about like all that technical stuff, capacitors and magnets and all that kind of stuff. And what happened is we became a channel. I'm convinced this is why we only have 78,000 subscribers after doing this for 7 years. Is we became a channel that people were just like Their goal in life was to challenge me, or I was to challenge them, about the facts about how a guitar works. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to make somebody feel like they don't know what they're talking about. I'm kind of over that. I'm kind of over the whole, well, I never was really there on purpose. People just put me there. You're this expert about this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not really. Like, I know what I'm talking about, but I don't want to be known for that. I want to be known for the stuff I like. I want to be known for what I like. I want to be known for what I have fun doing, the videos I have fun making, the guitar stuff I have fun talking about. I just got an email from PRS today, which is pretty cool. So keep your eyes out for something coming up. I have, which PRS just started emailing me, by the way. They're just like, hey, we like your videos. Taylor Guitars followed me on YouTube the other day. I was like, that's pretty sweet. So maybe some fun stuff will start happening that I really, really enjoy. And the knowledge is cool. The knowledge is very cool. But I think community is better than knowledge. And I think sometimes arguing over knowledge hurts the community. So I care more about community than I do about the knowledge itself. So that's kind of why we haven't done a lot of those really nerdy videos. We will still, obviously. But I've been having fun making the stuff I've been making lately and trying new things. That's been my thing lately, is trying new things. These new strings, you know, new guitars I've never had before. These new amps, just really fun. I've been really enjoying it a lot. So, but yes, we will continue to be a no BS tech channel. I 100% promise you that, because we will be, I guarantee you, years from now, still not bought and paid for, not shilling for a product or a company, but literally just being like, this is the thing I like. If I don't like it, you don't hear about it. I don't even tell you. It doesn't even end up on the channel. I've got stuff over here that people have sent me. You don't even know I have it, because I won't tell you about it, because it's not good. Instead of like, hey, you should really buy this thing even though it sort of sucks, so I can get some affiliate dollars. I don't do that. Yeah, I don't do that. Anyway, hey, it's 5:02. I got to be somewhere tonight. Thanks for hanging out. Make sure you subscribe and like and do all the things that people do when they watch YouTube videos. Please hit the like button and the subscribe button. Those are the two most powerful things. And share this stuff. Share this conversation. I think it was really constructive. Thank you for everybody in the chat who contributed to it. This has been really fun. We will see you tomorrow at noon for the gear news.